Leaders from across the state will gather together on the Gold Coast today for the Local Government Association of Queensland annual conference. It's so mayors and council executives can discuss shared problems and suggested solutions and learn from each other's achievements. Sunshine Coast Mayor Rosanna Natoli will be presenting on a citizens panel discussing the council's concerns about recreational vehicles being parked in residential streets, biosecurity to better protect us from the spread of fire ants, and
as well as roadside litter. So we know that, you know, that is a big problem, and councils can't be affording to do all of this ourselves, right? Because that is not our problem. We don't create the fast food waste or any of those sorts of things. So waste is a big issue.
Sunshine Coast Police are asking parents to step up to help keep kids safe by not letting them ride illegal e-bikes on our roads. Police in Coolum have launched Operation Overwatch to try and reduce dangerous and unlawful e-motorcycle behaviour, where the number of reports of young people using them in a dangerous and antisocial way has skyrocketed. Here's one moment when a 15-year-old boy was caught riding an illegal e-bike with a conversion kit in Perigean Springs.
Your bike's illegal, my friend. As you know, it's a motorcycle. That is not a push bike. It's a motorcycle. It's unregistered. It's an uninsured motorcycle.
Also making news, the program's been launched for the 2025 Woodford Folk Festival. The six-day event begins on December 27. Tickets are now on sale. And Council says it's focused on a balanced approach to protecting the region's shorebirds. It's adopted the new Shorebird Conservation Plan. It follows extensive input from locals, experts and traditional owners. Shorebirds are among the world's most threatened bird species. They travel over 10,000 k's each year from Siberia to Alaska. They then use the sandbanks on the Pumicestone Passage and Maroochy River to rest, feed and build up energy to fly back home.